For MK, morning to Captain Dan from the Whit Sundays.
Ahoy, Hammo.
How are you, mate? Beautiful weather.
Isn't it fabulous?
Yeah.
So-called winter.
Yeah.
Just enjoying it. And you just have a few more days, and the action's all beginning with our winter activities around here, with the Reef Festival starting this Friday.
It does too, yes.
Yeah, leading up to the early race week. So Friday night, they'll be dancing in the streets and fireworks to kick things off. And Saturday, there's music and on the main stage and the Rotary Reef-themed street parade at 4 p.m. Saturday afternoon.
Yeah,
and then
nice.
more dancing in the street.
Yeah, it's all happening. A lot of fun. And people can jump online to whitsundayreeffestival.com.au to find out more info if they like to.
Yep, yep. Mm. That is a fact, yeah. And then then we've got the 27th running of the Early Beach Race Week.
Yes.
That's we're looking forward to that. Boy, the latest news from Dennis Thompson, the race director, is that we have 113 yachts so far. The record was 126.
Yes.
I think it was only last week we were saying there was 104.
Yeah, that's right.
Jeez. So.
That's good.
So it's really jumped up. So and it's right across all the different classes and divisions.
Mm-hmm.
So that's looking good. And that's running, of course, from the 11th to the 18th. And I see there's a way for the listener to go racing during the event on the fabulous yacht Eureka 2. And all the listener has to do is check out the 4MK webpage to enter. And I'll tell you what, that Eureka 2, I remember it was brand new. It was built by Robbo Robertson. He built it down at Mooloolaba.
Yeah.
And when he put it in the water and won the race from Mooloolaba to Haile Beach.
Did he really? There you go.
Yeah, he got in about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I remember we had a bit of a party on that boat just to christen it.
Okay, look out. Yeah, but that's the opportunity for that actually coming up after 8 as well when you hear the cue to call of the song Sailing, and that's with Christopher Cross and with Rod Stewart and his song Sailing as well during the morning show with Perko. So I'm giving a trip away for Friday the 12th of August and Perko on Sunday the 14th of August for two people. It'll be a crew, and they'll be able to also stay at the Blue Horizons Resort for the night.
Wow, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah,
good. A couple of listeners there are going to be able to have a bit of fun. And
for sure.
I'll tell you what, Eureka 2's no slouch. It's a fast boat.
Yeah,
so
good.
You can have a lot of fun with the lads out there.
Excellent.
And then,
excellent.
Of course, we're off to Hamilton Island Race Week.
Yeah, it rolls into that.
Yeah, and once again, the entries have been surging ahead. And, last week we were saying it was 209, and this week it's 227.
Wow.
And, yeah, I know. It's actually the highest, and it's still going.
Yeah, good.
They reckon it might hit 240.
Gee, that's all right.
Yeah, the latest number, or the highest number in the regatta's 33-year history. So that's August 20 to 27.
Right.
And here's the latest news. Now, this has just come out. Hamilton Island has been a sponsor, of course, for the Australian Olympic team for ages.
Yes.
They trained there, everything. And the Australian Olympic sailing team is going to be heading to Hamilton Island on their return from Rio, and everyone is invited to join them for the Welcome Home Parade, and that's going to be at 4 p.m. on Friday, August 26th.
Oh, cool. All right.
Yeah, so that's going to be their first activity when they get back to the country, and of course, we're expecting them to sail through the sewage and win a few.
Good on you.
And bring back a few medals. Well, Aussie sailors can take a bit of crap.
Boom, boom.
Sailors from across the country are going to be at Hamilton Island for the Australian Yachting Championship as part of the Audi Hamilton Island Race Week.
Nice.
So everybody's going to be joining in those celebrations, and hopefully we'll be seeing some gold medals there. Of course, the Lions Club markets every Saturday morning still on the Early Beach Ford Tour, and it's all part of our classic northern lifestyle, and it's right here on 4MK, mate.
Captain Dan, thank you, mate. Looking forward to catching up with you again next week.
I'll do a little sailing in the meantime. Yeah. Catch you then.
Captain Dan from the Whitsundays there. 10:26.